This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Ryan Clements.
Hello.
Christine Steimer is here.
Oh, hello.
And newcomer to the GameScoop podcast, Brian Altano is here.
What's up, everybody?
You may recognize his voice from the latest Knockin' Boots episode, where he joined us and Ryan Keeley and held his own quite well. I thought he was ready for the big time, for the big leagues now.
I did all right.
A tryout on.
I thought Knockin' Boots was the big leagues.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it. It's a new year. This is the first GameScoop of the year, so I think we're all doing very well.
Yes.
We're all excited about what 2011 is going to hold in store for us, probably in our personal lives, but also for IGN. So CES is going on right now. CES stands for Consumer Electronics Show. And I don't know, we're all consumers.
Really boring.
We're all interested in electronics, so this is probably the show to be at.
To be at, yeah.
No, the only reason that this is a show to be at is because it's in Las Vegas and the porn convention's going on at the same
time. Avian Awards. Friend of Knockin' Boots, Ryan Keeley, is there. She's dressed as a pirate at a booth on the CES show floor.
She's not dressed at all.
You're probably right. That's probably true.
She has skull things over her nipples and like...
Probably.
This is the year for 3D porn, right?
Does it? How do you? Now I know you're porn friendly, like myself.
You're porn friendly.
Yes.
Now me, I don't need 3D porn.
No, I don't need 3D porn. I think
I don't need that coming in my face.
No. That could give messy.
I think it was bad enough when everything went
it's
HD
like
a few years ago.
Out. Yeah,
everyone had to redo all their surgeries, and there was
I can see the knife.
If there
marks.
Was ever a line to be drawn between if she was ready for teen porn or MILF porn, HD porn was just like, yeah, we know where you're going.
Yeah, we know which side
wasn't a
you
good
fall
look.
On. No,
I feel weird.
JK.
I know you also. I mean, like, are you interested in 3D porn?
I don't have any problem with porn. I just don't think. I don't think anybody wants to. I don't think anyone's jonesing for 3D porn.
No.
I don't think that's on someone's list for something that they want.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think a sex doll is your own 3D porn.
That's kind of true, actually.
Yeah.
It's been around
Christine
for years.
Christine Steimer, everyone.
It's the advocate of sex dolls.
Just leave it to a woman to bring
some
reason
logic.
And yeah. Logic to the discussion on porn.
Yeah, but CES has been kind of a letdown so far.
Well,
it's just
CES, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, there was some talk like,
cool
we're going to up the game, you know,
yeah.
Presence at CES this year. But
and
then
didn't.
Turns out, no, it's just CES.
Hello, Avatar Connect, or whatever the hell that thing's called.
I have three words to submit to this council. Cirque du Soleil, right there.
And it's Cirque du Soleil, isn't
it? Whatever. I don't even know if that's actually three words or if it's like...
It is. Wait, did they do another Cirque thing there?
Yes. So during the Sony conference, they came out... They ended the Sony conference with a performance by the Elvis Cirque du Soleil show.
There's an Elvis Cirque du Soleil.
There's an everything. So I got dragged to a Cirque du Soleil show by my girlfriend and her parents over the Christmas break and in New York during a snowstorm. And
I loved your Twitter post. It was something like, only a vagina could make me do this.
Wow.
It's true. I'm hoping her parents don't see that. They're lovely people.
Her parents are big on Twitter.
Yeah. Hopefully they will. Google,
Google
me.
Your name, your Twitter comes up.
The Twitter spaces.
Don't Google me, my girlfriend's parents, who are not listening to the show.
But yeah. They don't listen?
No.
Man, I thought I'd reached.
They listen to Knockin' Boots.
Okay, good. That's
they watch Knockin' Boots or they listen to Knockin' Boots?
Both.
Both.
Okay.
Anyway,
did you
enjoy the Cirque du Soleil performance?
No,
really?
I'd
like to go. I always thought it'd be really entertaining.
No. Were you guys at E3 last year when Microsoft?
Yeah. Yes, but that wasn't
not a real Cirque du Soleil show.
Dude, Christine, do you remember the misery across my face the entire time?
It was pretty miserable. You were not attacked by people. I was.
I think.
I know, they kept doing, like, shoving their hands in my faces and not speaking English at me. And I was like, I don't know what you want.
It's so weird.
I think a bumper sticker I saw in Kansas while I was home put it the best. It said, speak English or go back to whatever sorry-ass country you came from.
That's terrible.
It's weird.
No.
There's no time.
Welcome to Kansas, everybody.
I never, like, sit around and I'm, like, on my couch playing Smash Brothers or whatever, or Halo, and I'm just like, oh, man, you know what this industry needs is half-naked French dudes rubbing their taints all over my shoulders. Like,
whoa.
What is the purpose of why are gaming companies constantly bringing Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil is popular.
With who?
Everybody.
Most
people. Hey, yes. I went to see Cirque du Soleil O, which is the water show in Vegas, and it was awesome.
Was it?
Which one were you?
It was really impressive.
Was it underwater?
They did go underwater. It's like the whole stage is like a set of pools.
Are you gone
and
now?
The levels can go up and down, so the pools can get deeper or shallow or whatever.
Wow.
So it's actually it's really cool. But now they're doing so many, I'm sure that not all of them are that great.
And I know everyone does this, but the one I saw in New York, or maybe no one does this but me, but I was just kind of sitting there waiting for injuries. I was like, somebody's going to fall.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this guy. This guy was, like, riding a skateboard on top of, like, six different barrels. And I'm like, please, just a splinter pulls out. And, like, the whole thing falls. And then the stage light falls. And, like, the other guy falls off a trapeze. And
you want to see someone injured like that?
Well, not well, really, like, dead.
You should go watch,
not
like,
dead.
A hockey
You should have gone to see the Spider-Man music.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because that guy did fall.
Yet.
Yeah, that has been rife with injuries, actually.
Yeah. I think it is.
They're still in rehearsals, I thought.
I thought it was open and it wasn't doing well. It was like a big bomb.
Oh. I'm not sure.
It's like cartoonish how many people have been injured so far.
Yeah.
Somebody was killed. Well,
Spider-Man, like the guy's on wires and he's like flies like all around the theater, like over people's heads and stuff. And apparently he fell. Totally ate it and was actually badly injured.
I thought that was during rehearsal, but
Dr. Octopus actually fell off a 40-story building. Somebody was killed by a pumpkin bomb.
Somebody was killed by a pumpkin bomb.
The rhino speared somebody.
In the audience. Yeah. We need everyone to evacuate.
Get out.
Pumpkins are just shooting.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Who thought that was a good idea?
That's Dr. Octopus.
He's like, I'm here.
click. No thanks, Doc Ock.
Sit down, Gary.
But that's like if they did like a Wolverine musical and everyone was surprised that people were getting stabbed. Like, just don't. Who thought that was a good idea?
So Sony's conference at CES ended with this Cirque du Soleil performance, and it was very uneventful even before the Cirque du Soleil. Kaz Hirai came out and gave a speech. We really thought they were going to maybe announce a PSP phone, but that didn't happen.
They announced another phone.
They announced a different phone.
Just a regular phone.
Regular old phone.
At the end, they were just like, phone.
What?
People are like, all right.
Looks into the camera.
That exists. Phones exist.
They also talked about Curiosity.
Which, I don't like that they spell things with
it's
Q's.
It's Curiosity.
I thought it was Cur...
And they have
it's spelled
I'm not
Q.
even say it. I thought it was Curiosity. That's kind of the way it read.
Well, let's start pronouncing it that way.
Okay.
Can we just decide that we're going to pronounce it Curiosity?
I don't know if I can agree with that. I've had a lot of good misspeaking today.
You did. What did you say? You said something earlier today before we were... I don't remember.
Right.
Anyway.
But that's sort of Curiosity or whatever. It's sort of like their Pandora service, right? Isn't that like...
Yeah, I think that's what like, it is. It's but on the PS3.
Yeah. Their cloud, on the cloud music streaming service.
Yeah. On the cloud. Mm.
Ryan Clements wears a key around his neck.
Two keys.
There are two keys
on this necklace. Yes.
Oh, okay. So
is there another necklace?
Is one of them a key to my heart, or?
Well, the gold one is.
Okay.
And this silver one here activates that and a doomsday device.
It's your. Chastity belt a doomsday.
Of course.
No idea.
Light to shoot. No,
what have you done?
I pee lasers, so.
Whoa.
You got to keep it under wraps.
Microsoft also had a press conference during CES where they revealed some news on how many Kinects they have.
Shifted.
Shifted is the word.
First, they moved them from our factories into the stores.
Into other places.
Now, first they said, this number that they threw out, first they said this is how many they've sold. Mm-hmm. And this has become a big pet peeve for me in the video game industry.
No joke. I remember on Beyond when you were just like, hey, you know what? Fuck them!
Yes. Sony does the same thing.
It's largely perpetuated by Sony, and it was kind of surprising to see Microsoft do this.
So Microsoft says, we've sold 8 million Kinects. And that's a lot. It's only been available for 60 days, two months about. That's a really impressive number. But the reality is there aren't 8 million Kinects in homes in the country or in the world. They're just that's how many they've sold to retailers. So sure, many millions of those have been sold. And then the rest are just sitting on store shelves waiting to be bought.
That's
by
not fair,
consumers.
Though, because a lot of people live in Best Buy.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
worked at Best Buy, and we had a strict no camping policy.
This is my.
But that was many years ago. So. That stuff really pisses me off. Yeah. Until an item is in a consumer's hand, it has not been sold.
Right, and it's not like they need to bullshit either.
But is it harder for them to track it or something? Why does anybody know why they do it? Or
because I think the real number is less impressive.
Well,
maybe they sold 4 million. You know, but they want to say, "Whoa!"
Which is still pretty impressive.
It's still impressive.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure they will eventually sell 8 million. But it's like until you have, this number is bullshit.
I mean, we're 3/4 of the way into the console's lifespan at this point. I'd say, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, traditionally we would be over.
Almost
we'd be
at the
done.
End. Yeah, and I mean, usually nobody can put out a peripheral add-on this late in the life cycle and have it be successful. So if they sold 4 million or 5 million or 6 million, that's great.
Sure.
To say 8 million shipped, and it's like, well, 3 million are at Walmart, then that doesn't help
in one store.
The largest Walmart in the world.
They converted one Walmart just to hold Kinects.
Whoa. Kinect-a-mart.
But then your average Joe out there, who isn't as skeptical as Damon Hatfield, they're just going to hear, oh, they sold 8 million of them Kinects. I guess it's popular. I guess I better get me one.
Mm. Yeah.
I better buy 8 million of them.
Totally shitty.
I love that still works on people. They're like, there's a lot of them buying them, so I must buy it too. If like the worst album ever is the number one hour.
I don't know. If everybody went and is just like buying this pizza and they're like, yeah, pizza. You're like, well, I want pizza too.
I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I usually want to have sex with the girls that everyone is having sex with.
I'm glad you took it there, David.
Oh, man. I can always be counted on.
Good time.
To take it. A real number, though, that we know. This is not shipped. This is not waiting on store shelves. Michael Jackson, The Experience.
Oh God!
Really sold 2 million copies
across all platforms.
On the Wii or across all? Yeah.
Well, so it's only available on Wii, DS, and PSP, right?
No thanks to you, Ryan Clements. What did you give that game?
So good. The DS version was best.
And, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just followed by PSP, and the Wii one was almost broken.
This is across,
all platforms.
All three platforms.
Okay.
I have to imagine it's mostly the Wii.
I forgot.
It's got to be.
Oh, you forgot.
Yeah. Because nobody plays the PSP, and the DS. Everyone's just waiting for the 3DS.
Yeah.
And also, it's worth noting that it has not been released in Japan yet, which Ubisoft points out. Japan has one of the largest and most passionate concentrations of Michael Jackson fans anywhere. The game is going to come out in Japan later this year.
They do actually like Michael Jackson there.
I think they do. So it'll sell even more there, is what they're anticipating. Got a 3.5 from Ryan Clements.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
3.5.
Proving that reviews don't matter.
Awful on the IGN scale.
Is that the new...
Awful.
Awful. Just Dance also got a really low score, and that also sold like hotcakes.
And Michael Jackson Experience is Just Dance with Michael Jackson songs.
Yes. So it's natural that that would sell.
Yeah, so, of course. I'm actually surprised it didn't sell more than that. But.
So there's 2 million of those gloves out there now?
Yeah. Well, that's terrible.
The DS and PSP versions did not come
with those.
I don't know if you...
I have a picture of said glove. I wish I could show their listeners right now.
Yeah. So the box, the game box is like really fat. It's like when you unwrap the plastic on it, it feels like it's about to burst open because there's this glove stuffed in there with the game and the instruction manual, right?
Yes.
But you're not allowed to use the glove while you play the game.
You're not, yeah. There's specific rules against that.
Which is really weird.
I'll show you guys. Just so you can see. Remember, it's important. Glove
is not to be used during gameplay.
Is not to be used during gameplay.
But now the Kinect version is still on the way.
Maybe the glove will be used in gameplay
couple months, I think. I forgot the exact release date. Yeah, it's certainly within the first half of the year, I believe.
And it's entirely possible the Kinect version could be actually be really cool.
Could. Will it?
We don't know. Has anybody seen the Kinect version yet?
No.
I think so. Okay.
I have in my dreams.
Hmm.
You mentioned Avatar Kinect. Going back to CES announcements and Microsoft's announcements. Avatar Kinect was announced.
When you said that again, my brain immediately shifted to the movie and I got really confused.
Yeah,
the movie Avatar?
Everyone
when
heard about
when
this
I brought it up, I knew what
movie?
I was talking about. But then when you brought it up, I was like, Avatar Kinect, what?
Well, okay, yeah. So the movie Avatar is obviously more popular than Xbox Live Avatars. So obviously that's what people are going to think of. They think
only
it's a Kinect
slightly.
Game that uses...
That's
based on
Avatar.
So what's Avatar Kinect then?
It's actually with your avatar. It's like a chat room, right?
A chat room where your avatars can chat with each other, but Kinect reads your body movements and your facial movements to like animate your avatar. Like that.
Don't make those
So you can
faces.
Become a twisted husk of a man.
Yeah.
Like anything creative given into the hands of gamers, this is just going to turn awful.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just going to be pelvic thrusts and...
You mean like...
It's just going to be like, oh, I'm a fuck.
That's the first thing I did with Kinect. I was like, oh, I recognize that.
Oh my god.
Please.
That video was amazing.
I forgot. What is the search
term? It's Yeti sex or something.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Kinect Yeti sex.
That's one of our video producers when the first thing he did when Kinect was in his hands was he animated.
That was Kinect Adventures?
Yeah, Kinect Adventures. He animated the big Yeti, just started thrusting.
Pelvic thrust.
Pelvic thrusting.
That was pretty funny.
So, Avatar Kinect will be a free download to Xbox Live Gold subscribers later this year. You okay?
Well, yeah, I'm glad that they hiked it up $10 so that you can have a friggin' chat room.
That's what you're paying for.
That and ESPN, which I will never watch.
No.
It's free for $60.
$70.
Is this 70 now? No.
Yeah, it was 60. Wait,
I thought
it was
50.
It was 50,
sorry.
But now it's 60.
That's right. I'm thinking of the Canada number.
But you have to buy clothes for your avatar, otherwise you'll look like a dickhead in there. You have to wear like
actually,
those.
I think it's the other way around. If you buy clothes for your avatar.
I don't know. There's a pretty hot carrot suit on the store. And then there was a Yeti costume.
The Yeti costume.
Which is pretty
is it
great
like a
too.
Suit covered in carrots? Or is it
no, like you look
giant,
like a giant carrot. Like you're a mascot. You're a carrot mascot because they have carrots.
What's that thing?
Vegetables
a mascot for what?
I don't
ridiculous.
Know. It looks like a mascot costume. But it's actually
a carrot mascot.
That'd be a pretty sad high school football
team. Yeah.
We're the Latham North Carrots.
Maybe they're the vegetarians. I don't know. But
out of the ground and
yeah,
into
there was
your
the
mouth.
Costume.
Come on, guys, let's get
Ew,
pumped up.
That sounds really gross.
That's where carrots come from.
I know.
The earth.
And they do go into your mouth.
And then they go in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Or a soup. Or Bugs Bunny's mouth.
Well, even if they're in a soup, they're still going to go in your mouth, you'd think.
It's true. Eventually.
And there's a new sandwich place down there next. The taco place. That's near Tasty Kitchen.
Yes.
It's now a sandwich place.
Ah, okay.
Oh, good, because that taco place needn't have bothered.
I know.
It was awful.
I know.
Oh, did you actually eat there once?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, many times. And every time.
Every time I walk out, no!
More!
Drats! They've done it again!
You know, I don't know if a lot of people realize. So on IGN, we have a lot of younger gamer like readers and fans. People who, like, their first system was a PS2.
Yeah.
So I don't know if a lot of people realize that CES used to be E3.
Yeah.
Before there was E3, there was...
I don't think I even knew that.
CES. That's when games were really, really big at CES. So this is like, 20 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember every year I'd be reading Electronic Gaming Monthly, And then around this time of year, there'd be the CES wrap-up instead of E3 wrap-up in the summer.
There'd be these awesome cover stories like, Laserdiscs, they'll change the future. And a year later, exactly. We're like, what the hell was that? It was a Laserdisc. What are you talking about?
A waste of time.
Yeah. So CES was where they would always show that year's upcoming games. Mm. But then when games started getting big, they were like, we want our own show.
Yep.
Yeah. Only did the finger snaps.
Yes. And they're just like, we're going to call it the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Let's and the rest is history. Sure.
Yes.
So I like. I'm a big fan of iPhone, iPad games. I believe you play some iPhone.
I just I just got an iPad. So.
Oh, you have an iPad.
Yeah.
No, nice.
So I have an iPhone and an iPad. So
you play any iPad games?
Lots.
What do you play?
Right now, I'm playing. You know, Gameloft makes all those like really just hokey ripoffs of shit. And
but
I'm,
they're actually
they're
like, oftentimes totally playable
so
and fun.
I'm playing. I forget what it's called. It's the Uncharted ripoff.
Oh, I didn't know they had an Uncharted ripoff.
Yeah, it's called like Temple Guardian or Guardian Light or something like that. It's
Temple Guardian.
Yeah, Tower Guard. I don't know. Something really generic. But
is it like a 3D adventure game?
It's a 3D adventure game. Wow. You can duck and cover. You can climb really bad, ugly-looking rocks and collect ugly-looking gold statues. But it's like he looks exactly like Nathan Drake, and there's the chick.
Does Nolan North do his voice?
Pretty good. It sounds like somebody came in and they're like, do Nolan North's voice. And he's like, I don't know who that is. And like, just talk.
He's every video game character ever.
Yes.
Well, they actually, I've read interviews where he tries to go in to do other voices, and they're like, no, just do Nathan Drake.
What are you doing? Do the Nolan North voice.
Yeah, do Nathan Drake. Do Nolan North.
Do the Nolan North voice, but that's me.
I don't understand.
I'm really looking forward to their StarCraft ripoff for iPad.
Yeah. That'll I think it's called like Craft Stars or something like that, right?
It's something, it's like.
Oh my God.
Spacecraft.
Yeah, it's something like that. I forget offhand. However, now this Uncharted ripoff, does it have an on-screen like control pad?
It does, and it's a it's like every you kind of need tactile feedback, and the iPhone and iPad games that benefit the most are the ones that don't try to simulate.
Exactly. A thumbstick that's my big
because
problem.
That gets
with,
tough. Yeah,
that sucks. But now at CES, this was unveiled. It's a thumbstick for the iPad.
Oh my God!
So take a look at this. It's like a plastic like suction cup you put. On the face of the iPad, and it does give you that tactile feedback.
Hmm. So I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know. It's
like a rubber nipple. That is very strange.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm anxious to check it out.
$24.95, huh?
Oh my God.
Maybe this would be the solution. What do you have to say?
That's really
I have
ugly.
A quick interlude for you.
Yes.
We had a discussion before the podcast.
About
how I was feeling.
Yeah. Is it now time to do that?
I think now's the time.
Okay. You need to excuse yourself?
I'm going to.
All right. Ryan is. He has a tummy ache.
And I was, it was more also because I was, I had fun last night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh.
You had so much fun, you chipped your tooth.
I did. That was not fun. That was
what
not
the hell happened?
Are you sure you tripped it? Wait, if you were drinking, are you sure you...
You didn't like bump,
didn't do something
like,
else hit, later
no,
it, and it wasn't...
No, it happened over dinner when we had barely started drinking, and I'm pretty sure it was that friggin' shrimp.
There's no way, unless there was like glass in your shrimp.
How do you chip a tooth on a shrimp?
I don't know, dude.
That's not possible.
Anyway, you guys keep enjoying the podcast. I'll be there.
Please do enjoy.
Please do enjoy.
But if your teeth are chipping from a shrimp, I'm more concerned about your dental hygiene than Jim Riley's.
My dental hygiene's actually super good.
No, I'm aware, but that's what I'm saying. If it's that fragile.
I don't know what happened.
All right.
Well, see you later.
Are you going to return to us? Okay. All right. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Vomit.
I kind of wanted him to get sick on the podcast.
That's what the garbage can's for.
That would be really that's not something you get to hear every day, right?
Why would you want to?
I'm just saying there are people out there who would.
Yeah.
There are people out there who would listen to people throwing up on a podcast.
Yeah, that's weird. There are.
I'm not one of them.
Anyway, this thumbstick is apparently going to be available later this month. It's $25.
A bit steep.
Yeah. I'm at least anxious to check it out because I really hate on-screen controls.
So are they telling people, can you buy two of these and like have...
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Oh, wait.
So hopefully they come two in a
pack. Like
hold on, never mind. This design uses two small suction cups, so I think there's just two of them included.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I think that's a little one, and then that's the big one.
And it wouldn't work on iPhone because it would cover half.
Yeah, that would be the whole screen. I wonder if there's different sizes.
It would be the... just. But they're clear, so you can actually
see through them.
You
can see through them what's going on in the screen.
Obscuring your view, too. So.
But that's still going to obscure your view a little bit.
A little bit, But, you know.
Whatever.
We'll check it out. We'll get a couple of these in the office.
We'll see how it goes.
Yes. Brian, if you wanted to buy a major video game developer, the whole studio, and I'm talking about one of the most popular developers in the world, a studio that has cranked out some of the most popular games of the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
How much would you expect to pay for this developer? How many do you think that's worth?
Millions. Yeah. I mean, because you're paying for their properties, right? Their intellectual properties that they've had for years. And you're paying for their potential of what they could continue to do across all platforms.
What if I told you could have this developer for $49.99?
Sold!
But because... not really, because then wouldn't you have... I mean, you need to pay these people to work there. It would cost you more in the long
run.
You're just not going to pay them. I bought this company for $49.99, and damn it, that's all you all are getting.
Well, it's like when
split
we bought...
Split it between you guys.
When we bought America, right?
When Fox bought America? Or...
When America bought America.
Well, Harmonix was sold for $49.99, apparently.
How does that happen?
Wait, to who?
Viacom MTV sold Harmonix to Columbus Nova.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Some dude on Craigslist.
Apparently they had $50 when they were willing to buy Harmonix.
So are they hurting? That
well,
badly? I mean,
so they, you know, MTV invested a lot of money in stuff like the Beatles Rock Band, and it sold pretty well, but not as much as they thought it would. And then Rock Band 3 came out this year. The whole music game thing is sort of over.
I think, yeah. I think
so they're not selling as well as they used to.
Dance Central, well, I guess it. I mean, that's another one that did pretty well.
Dance Central benefited
not
because it
as
didn't.
Well
it didn't populate.
They maybe needed it. Too.
I mean, they're still connected to the new platform, so
right?
It's
so
not,
then he's, yeah, exactly.
You know. And also, you don't need $300 worth of plastic toys in your living room.
It's true.
I think that's kind of oversaturated at this point.
And just running Harmonix has to be really expensive because of so many licensing issues.
Right.
Constantly buying rights to songs and making them available. So
$50, wow.
But so MTV paid $150 million for Harmonix in 2006 and dumped them for $50.
That hurts.
That
at the end of 2010.
Seems right.
Yeah, I can't.
Columbus Nova
that.
Has to take over. How does this work now? So they have to take over the expensive music rights fees and responsibility for lots of unsold games and equipment sitting on warehouse shelves.
Oh, so they pretty much they bought like a broken car. That
yeah.
They gotta,
for yeah.
So they're
gonna have to
so
put
what
a lot
they
of money
did
into.
Is they just they're incurring the debt instead of paying them a profit. They're
yeah.
Just, yeah,
they're just like taking over the debt that MTV
yeah.
would have.
That
to
makes
pay,
sense.
So. That's rough.
Yeah, that's too
that'd
bad.
Be really, strange time to work for Harmonix. I would say.
It's too bad because they're a very, very talented developer.
Yeah.
They make amazing games. It's just kind of like what they do though is sort of becoming outdated.
Yeah. I would just feel so like imagine if IGN was sold for $49.
I know.
We would
I would
be sitting
like,
here
like what?
I feel worthless.
I would feel like
well, I might as well go home. I don't know.
I know. Like, anyway, Dance Central is a great game, so hopefully they can get things
some costs there.
Get things turned around. Downloadable stuff out this week. Ilo Milo is on XBLA.
Yes.
Very cute little, I don't know how to, sort of a platformer, puzzle platformer where you're, Ilo and Milo are the two little characters. They're friends. All they want out of life is to be together, but they keep getting separated and you have to reunite them in each stage. So they're like block puzzles in each stage where you're just trying to like maneuver obstacles. It's a block maze and trying to reunite Ilo and Milo. A really cute little game.
Looks fun.
I gave it an 8. I thought the co-op part of it was sort of a missed opportunity because you don't like play simultaneously and try to work together in split screen. It's just you both take turns playing the same levels that you play in single player.
Take turns? What is this, 1985?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, really? And there's no online play either, but still really cool. And Christine, you're playing Microbots.
Yes, they came out during the break, 29th.
Yeah, on XBLA. But it just came out this week on PSN, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Quick anecdote. I don't think I've ever heard you curse so much.
I tried playing this game with Christine.
It's so strange.
I was instantly frustrated.
It has such crazy difficulty spikes. Like you'll be going along and it is easy as pie. And then all of a sudden it's like, bam, here's 1,000 enemies. And they're all really tough and you have no health. And you're like, well, crap. like all the bosses were... The first one was not impossible. It was just like he's chasing you. It was like a mini boss. It wasn't really a boss. But then the first real one I played with you, Damon,
sucks.
And it was terrible because his range of attack was so wide. It was really hard to avoid.
He would like lunge you at these
injured.
Arms, but even if you were like way over
like
here,
way
the
over
arm
there,
could still deal
the
damage to you.
Damage ratio was like so wide. But eventually I found a cheat. I don't know, whatever. I like went into the corner, like where he couldn't quite get me. I harpooned myself there, and then I just sat there and shot him, and that seemed to work pretty well.
Okay, good.
But
that's
the other
good
ones.
Game design.
You have to hide
in the corner to fight the boss.
Well, because
no.
Man. I mean, the cool thing about it is that you're in the human body, so that the levels do feel like you're going through fluid.
It's like it's like interspace.
Interspace.
It has an interesting sort of, I don't know, feel to it, but then that also works against it because you're in a twin-stick shooter and you want control over your ship, and you don't really have that because you're constantly fighting against the current and also the enemies.
Body fluids. That's disgusting.
It is a little gross, I guess.
Here's what I always wondered, though. What body are you in? And is this person alive?
It doesn't say. I mean, the story...
Because you are wrecking this person's insides.
You totally are screwing this person up.
You're like... crushing their bones and like shooting their blood vessels.
That's kind
like,
of funny.
You're actually, you're
at
in certain Ryan
points,
body.
I know.
Yeah, that's why he's in the bathroom right now.
Nice work, Christine.
I'm sorry.
You lasered up his entire stomach.
No, there are parts of the leg where you shoot a ligament so that part of a bone will fall down and crush an enemy because you can't, like, you don't have enough firepower to kill them. And I'm like, Jesus, that would hurt. Can you imagine your bones just, like, cracking?
Some guy's just walking around. He's like, oh, my God.
I hope he was on morphine or something, that poor guy.
Yeah, I know.
But the story's really bare bones. I mean, no pun intended. It's just, I mean, it's really very loosely told. There's, like, a sentence at the beginning of each world, and it's not...
Does it just say, like, arm?
No, you're in the
right
arm.
No, it's like, keep looking for the source of the infection is what you're doing.
It says that before every level? Keep searching.
Keep doing it.
Essentially, but in a different way. It's like, oh, well, now we're getting closer, so, you know, whatever. Keep an eye out.
Whatever.
Who's instructing you? Like, his heart?
Yeah, his heart and soul. No, just, like, the scientists. Because technically, you're a bot being controlled by...
Oh, right.
Somebody outside of the body.
So do you recommend this game?
It's really hard to say. I'm on the fence.
Doesn't
about
sound
it.
Like you do.
It's something that you sort of have to get used to. Like, if you jump it, you're like, oh, I love twin stick shooters and stuff. You're gonna immediately go into it and be like, why can't I move the ship the way I want to move my ship? And sometimes it's gonna get really, you're gonna get annoyed and want to stop playing. But
aren't there too many
know,
great games out there to play to mess with something that is not?
True.
So great,
you'd
then.
Be surprised.
I don't know. I mean, some people might really dig it because it is kind of cool. Like, I liked upgrading my bot, but I didn't like that you couldn't do it all the time. Like, you have to go to a certain upgrade terminal before you can change your ship out, which is a little bit annoying. But other than that, like, I like that was sort of like an RPG element to it or whatever. Like, you're constantly upgrading and
RPG elements.
It does.
It's good.
I like it. I don't know. So it's a mixed bag for me.
Is that review going up today?
It's going up today. I haven't given it a score yet, so I'm not quite sure.
Okay. We'll look for that. Microsoft loves to have these promotional events around the year.
They're getting on my nerves. I worked at Edelman when the first Summer of Arcade was coming out.
Yeah, it used to be just Summer of Arcade.
And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're like, well, now we want to do a Summer of Winter. And I was like, guys, you
a
really...
Summer of Winter?
Sorry.
Summer of Winter.
You know what I meant? That Winter of Arcade is what I meant to say.
Season of
or like a Spring of Arcade. And I was like, really? Like, you
I don't know. Now they're doing.
You're
like,
sort of just like discounting every other game that comes under your service. You're saying it's not that good.
Yeah.
If you're like every month or every season, you're like, these are the best ones. You're like, well, what about the other ones? Like, they
fall.
Don't suck.
Yeah. It's not
so,
like nothing comes out.
I find it to be a strange. I know they, but there are those that can't quite make it in there that are still really good,
That's true.
It just sort of.
Like
makes
Pac-Man,
them feel shafted,
Pac-Man
right?
Championship Edition DX wasn't part of any sort of promotion.
And
and that's
10,
nuts.
So
the best Dexvilla game of the year was not part of their promotion.
And then everything, you know, like Limbo and Castlevania all got promoted. And, you know, they deserved it. But something like Pac-Man comes along and, you know, you look at the leaderboards and how many people are playing it. You're like, this totally could have benefited from some promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes, it could have.
Well, Microsoft has just, they've now announced House Party 2. Which I think is strange because I don't remember the first House Party.
Yeah, I don't remember it either. What was it? It was Block Party.
Last spring they did Block Party. And I did some searching on the internet for this. Ryan Clements is back now.
Yay!
And apparently in some territories it was called House Party.
Oh.
Or it was called Block Party in the U.S. But now they're just calling it House Party 2 for everybody. I don't know. It's confusing.
Is it a movie?
That's why. It's because of the movie House Party. Because
of Kid and Play.
Starting Kid and Play.
Yeah.
House Party. Kid and Play.
They need to bring those haircuts to avatars, by the way.
I'm sure.
They're not bringing
Hopefully
in
they
new
will.
Hair. It makes me sad. I want
Why
new
not?
Hair.
Well,
I mean, maybe they will, but...
I cannot remember
a
song by Kid and Play. I only know them from House Party.
You're right. I can't think of a single one.
House Party a song?
I think it was.
Probably was.
Maybe. I don't think Kid and Play can remember a single song from Kid and Play.
Good?
Okay.
I didn't. Ginger ale.
No, no vomiting or anything. Everything's okay.
Go have some Mountain Dew or something.
Would Mountain Dew?
Well, anything carbonated.
Yeah.
Soda.
Clear.
I think clear Sprite would
Gatorade's
probably
good for hangovers.
Well, yeah. Sprite's fine, too.
And drinking again.
It's actually true.
Actually, you should carry around some Pedialyte, because that shit is amazing.
I don't know what that is.
It's for babies.
For babies.
It's actually for
it is
babies.
It's actually for babies. It's for it's when they're like, dehydrated.
Yeah, super.
And, oh, interesting.
And it's just like
water.
Full of...
It's like, tastes like sweet water, right?
If you get the original, it tastes like ass. Oh. But you mix like it. Like, so you mix it with orange juice or something, and then you're getting a lot of the electrolytes back into your body.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think I'll be fine. Thank you for letting me excuse myself.
Sure. Anyway, House Party starts February 16th with Contra, the Hardcore Uprising, the new Contra game, which looks pretty cool. Yeah, and then Beyond Good and Evil HD is going to be part of this promotion too.
Awesome.
We don't have the release date for that, so it's coming up pretty soon. That's one people are going to be excited about. There's also going to be Full House Poker.
Wait.
What?
Okay. That's not based on the show.
That's
Full
what
House,
they.
Right?
Oh my
no,
god!
I hope
that
it
would
is.
Be amazing.
It's the cast of Full House playing poker together.
Uncle Jesse, you beat me again.
Oh, how rude!
How rude!
I'm gonna be DJ. yeah, and Bejeweled Blitz Live is also gonna be on there. Bejeweled
so
Blitz
excited.
Is the Facebook version of Bejeweled, wasn't it? That
yes.
came out.
Yeah.
Now it's coming to Xbox Live.
Seems strange.
If you don't want to play it for free, if you want to pay money for it, you can do that now.
What do we know about this Contra game? I'm intrigued.
So it's by System Arcworks, the guys that do BlazBlue.
Arc System Works.
Arc System Works, sorry.
I like System Arcworks.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It's a side-scrolling Contra-style game, but it's got like an anime art style.
Oh, yeah, that game looks awesome. Yeah.
From what I've played for it so far, I like it.
Is it incredibly hard? Like,
yes, it's very hard. Did you play Contra Hardcore on the Genesis?
Yes.
So this is the prequel to Contra Hardcore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite Contra games. So.
Cool.
Could be cool. Also, a PC Diablo-style RPG called Torchlight is going to be included in this House Party 2 event. Let's check in with the listeners.
Okie dokie.
That's my favorite part.
Listeners, remember, you can always reach us at gamescoop@ign.com. I want to give a shout-out to listener Ignacio Pena, who I ran into at the Denver airport when I was making my way to San Francisco from Kansas. He is a digital animator currently working at Weta in New Zealand.
Whoa, awesome.
Wait, why was he in Denver?
He's from L.A.
Oh, okay.
So he's back in the States visiting people, and he was flying to D.C. So he's working at Weta, working on The Hobbit right now, actually.
Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he's also just a really cool guy. My flight was delayed, and he kept me company while I was hanging out.
Did he recognize you? Just like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you wearing an awesome t-shirt?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was wearing an IGN t-shirt, though. Okay. So I'm sure that helps.
Yeah, that probably does help.
I wonder if that's Damon Hatfield. Yes, it is.
He was wearing the My Name is Damon Hatfield.
Yes. Hello. Okay.
It just says huge letters.
It works.
I got to try that.
Also, this week, we're giving away something really cool. We have 6 copies of the signature edition of Dragon Age 2 to give away to the listeners.
What?
Two copies for each platform. So 2 for 360, 2 for PS3, and 2 for PC. And the signature edition comes with an extra character and a downloadable soundtrack and some extra weapons.
Yes.
Anything else I'm forgetting?
An actual dragon.
Yeah.
And an actual
patch dragon.
Dragon.
Take care of it.
Snuffles.
Don't let it die.
It's a small egg, and when it hatches, a little dragon comes out, and it's breeding.
Oh my god, that is an adorable voice. Love it.
So if you want a free copy of the Dragon Age 2 Signature Edition.
Well, basically, it's do you want a free copy? I mean, because right now, up until the 11th, if you pre-order the game,
mm-hmm.
you get this.
The upgrade. Yeah.
You get the upgrade. So it's like you're paying the same price.
No, well, that's you're still paying for it. I'm giving away free copies.
I'm aware. So you're basically giving away a free copy of the game, plus stuff.
Yes.
I love stuff.
So if you want it, all you have to do is email us. Email gamescoop@ign.com. Put Dragon Age 2 in the subject line and then the platform of your choice. So 360, PS3, PC, whatever. And I'll pick 2 winners for each platform at random over the next week. The game isn't out until March 8th, so we can't send it to you then, but we will send it to you as soon as it's out. So send it. So if you can include your address too, that will speed things along.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You'll need it.
Andrew Taylor says, I recently got into playing iTouch games. Is that what you call the iPod Touch? You just call it an iTouch?
I guess.
Says, I have more recent ones like Cut the Rope and Osmos. I was wondering if you guys could recommend some good games or apps to download.
Cut the Rope is my favorite.
That's your favorite, really?
Yeah, I think
you like it more than Angry Birds?
Yeah, I never really got into the whole Angry Birds thing.
What about Trucks and Skulls?
Trucks and Skulls is pretty cool.
I love Trucks and Skulls.
What the hell is that?
It's Angry Birds for dudes.
Whoa, Trucks and Skulls.
It's awesome.
Okay. Scrabble's great, believe
yeah.
it or not.
You like that better than just Words with Friends?
I think so, yeah. Two that I want to shout out real quick is one of them is Space Invaders Infinity Gene. I don't know if you guys have played that.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Another one is Pixen Rush.
Pixen Rush. I've not tried that.
So it's basically a never-ending side-scroller platforming game where you kind of evolve through generations of gaming. Like, it starts out NES graphics, and then it turns into, like, Virtual Boy graphics, and then Game Boy, and just flips around all over the place. So
that sounds cool.
It's pretty
fun. Awesome. Wait, can you spell out the title? Because
it's P-I-X-N apostrophe.
Okay, and then Rush.
Written in Rush, right. Yes.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Now, do you fall into the camp that likes Drop 7? Or
no.
doesn't appreciate
no.
Drop 7.
No, actually, fellow editor Scott Bromley will not stop playing Drop 7.
I can't stop playing Drop 7 either.
And you know what? I was thinking of picking it up. To me, it just looks like an abacus.
Like it's a number puzzle game. So if you don't, some people don't even like to look at numbers. So
right.
I understand that. But I think it's really really clever game. I cannot stop playing it.
As long as it doesn't involve math, I'm in.
That's true.
It doesn't really involve math, no.
You sort of said it kind of does.
You know, it involves numbers.
Well, that's...
Numbers
that's
are math.
Numbers are math.
So numbers are math. So if I looked up the definition of math, it would just say...
Numbers.
And likewise, if you look up the definition of numbers,
it says math. Yes.
But Game Dev Story is another good game.
Game Dev Story is great, yeah.
Right. Yeah, actually, that's the one big iPhone game I've yet to pick up. Because I've heard it's one of those things that I will start playing it, and 6 hours later, I will emerge blind.
You're like, oh, it's been several hours.
Yeah.
I should eat something.
Did you make a game in it?
Yes, I've made several games.
Yeah, you make many
games.
That's your,
it takes
you
like 2 minutes to make a game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't ever get to like see your game, though.
No.
Yeah.
You just get to have the
are there, like, layoffs
critical
and
response.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
I guess if you suck
you
enough.
Could, if you, you
but
could, you
I'm
can fire
always
people.
Really awesome at it.
Yeah.
All
Did
my
you
games
sell your
make it
development company for $49?
No. No.
Oh,
I wish.
I wonder if they took that as an insult.
No, not at all.
No, I think it's like, yeah, we're still worth $50, everybody.
That's like that's like 50 cents for each of us.
I like Harmonix, man.
Everybody does. Most people do.
I mean, people like Harmonix a lot. They're a great developer, but it's just kind of... We talked about this while you were
apparently
gone.
Apparently not MTV.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And finally, Plants vs. Zombies is excellent on...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
iPhone.
And if you have an iPad, it's awesome.
Yeah, really, really good. This is Steven. What do you
have? I was just going to say, and Infinity Blade, if you haven't picked that up yet.
That's true. Does that work on iPod Touch? I guess it does.
Yeah,
I would assume so.
It might. It might run slow, but it works.
Did you play it on the iPad yet?
Yes.
Is it like you're just like, oh,
it's
my
glorious.
God.
I was annoying this old man on the plane sitting next to me because I'm just basically the whole game, you're just slashing the screen to make diagonal slashes.
And yeah, and you're like, I played on the plane too.
And I'm on the big iPad, and this guy's next to me just trying to sleep with like, he's holding a book.
You keep like poking him in the face.
Look at you, dude, with your book. Like, I got this big fucking robot. Oh, can I curse on him?
Yeah.
And nice. So I'm just like slashing away, and he's like, just looks at me, and he's like, I'm going to try to take a nap now. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then I waited for him to fall asleep.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah. And I waited for him to fall
asleep.
And
that's like what he's like, you're supposed
he's
to stop
like, you're
now?
Being
I'm supposed
annoying.
To stop having fun
apparently.
On a plane.
Well, you're just supposed to take it down a
just
notch.
Sit quietly.
And then I just do
just,
baby steps?
Yeah, do baby swipes.
Then I die.
Why would you die? The screen's not that big.
It's pretty big.
Well, I'm saying, like,
I'm
you shouldn't be going
the
past God's the screen. It's not helping you.
I wasn't hitting him in the face with my finger sword or anything.
You're not, like, just going.
all right, this is Stephen Myrtle. He says, hey, guys, Happy New Year's. Hope you all got panda and had a great time.
We did.
We did get very panda on New Year's. It was great.
A little too panda.
Speaking of New Year's, I was wondering if you all had New Year's resolutions and what they might be. My New Year's resolution was to write a question into GameScoop every week.
Oh. Well, you have that to look forward to,
you're so
David.
Far so good.
Yeah, no, you've done so well. You've done well so
one
far.
For one.
Anyone have any resolutions?
Yes.
Can
go
you share?
For it.
Am I the only one? Did no one else make
go
them?
Go first.
Oh, man.
I haven't really... I mean, I didn't, like, write them down or anything.
Mine's going to sound really douchey, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
going
to sound douchey. But
you should have resolved to be less douchey.
Oh, all right, that's my second one. My first New Year's resolution, and I know it sounds ridiculous, is to have a six-pack by July.
Is that
Why
possible?
Is that douchey?
Is that possible? You already... Now, so you must be close, because you can take, like, 50 punches to the gut.
It just sounds like I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to get ripped, you know? Gotta hit the beach. I don't know. Is that what they say?
That's what Ty Rudolph says.
No, it's not, because I'm never going to have, like, like this ridiculous, like, muscles bulging
well,
six-pack.
Well, not with that attitude, you're not.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell's wrong with you? Go right. Lift some weights.
But I would like, I want to get to a point where you can actually see muscle definition. That's what I mean by six-pack. Gotcha. That's my goal. Mm. And I just picked July.
Mine is to have a 12-pack.
Whoa!
Of beer. I'm just
kidding. And drink
I want to have
once.
A 12-pack of beer by July.
I think I can do it.
I'm thinking I'm going to try to shoot for being a full-on fat dude.
Are you also
right now
by
I'm
July?
Like, you know, I'm a little pudgy. I could go either way. So I figured just, you know, go the extra mile and just go full-on fat.
What does your gal think about that one?
I haven't told her yet.
Okay.
Oh,
well, she's it's not gonna be a surprise.
She won't know until it happens. Until one day she rolls up and I'm
like, wait a minute. You just turned to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. I did buy her
go this. Go golden bikini.
It was a nice lilac hat.
You like turned around in your chair.
She's like, oh my God.
With your iPad.
Yeah.
Mine is to try and be more active on my IGN and or Twitter and
nice.
Things like that. Because I just ignore it a lot. Mm. My IGN I don't want to ignore. It's just that half the time it's broken for me. Mm-hmm. I'll always get bad URLs in there. I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'm not.
Anytime
guess
I ever
I'm not
update,
doing that.
It updates like, I'm like, I'm playing Final Fantasy, and it says it 14 times in a row. I'm like, oh, God. I didn't mean to say I'm playing Final Fantasy 14.
I had
them all up. But...
Yeah.
So my New Year's resolution is to
eat
not
better,
click submit as much.
And not eat like all the boys do. That doesn't work out
it's
so well.
It's tough because you hang out with boys.
I know, it is tough, but I don't ever feel
you
good
hang out
when
with
I
me
eat
more.
Like pizza
I go
every day.
Eat salad for
Underdog.
Dinner all the time. Well, Underdog, but yeah.
Okay, I'll move back in.
Okay. We'll have six people living in our apartment.
Oh, my God. It's a little crowded right now.
We can have salads together and go running.
So we come into work, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to have, like, a coffee and a water.
Like,
and
then like, hey, everybody, there's donuts.
I think I'm convinced it's a social experiment, too, because one day somebody just put out, like, cotton candy and popcorn and circus peanuts.
Oh, I remember this day. I had
and I'm
the
just
cotton
like, you're
candy
testing
because I have
us.
No willpower.
Because they know if they leave it out there, we will eat it.
Yes.
And I'm like, I walk by cotton candy like five times. I'm like, I hate cotton candy.
Editorial's like a fucking trash
can. Right. Exactly. But it's like, yeah, we'll just dump food
but
here.
But on the flip side, so we're like the trash bag for food, but if you leave t-shirts out anywhere, because we are actually now pretty picky about what t-shirts we want from
yeah.
companies. You put those t-shirts out on any other department and they are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they like the t-shirts and we like the food, I guess.
Yeah. I remember Will Tuttle it's from so GameSpy.
We're actually not very picky about food.
We're not.
Will Tuttle from GameSpy told me a story about how he dumped off all his free gaming swag t-shirts at the Salvation Army and like 3 days later just saw like all these crackheads and homeless people walking around with like Katamari shirts. And
stuff like that. That's awesome. All right, this is Jason Coder. He says, I'm writing and asking for your guys' opinion on something that me and my friends have been thinking about. It seems that 2011 is the year of the trilogy. Many of them are set to end this year. I was wondering if you guys think any of these games will really call it quits after their third game. Mass Effect 3, Gears of War 3, Uncharted 3, Fear 3. Nobody cares about Fear 3.
Oh.
That's true. Pretty true.
And not just trilogies, but any game for that matter. Well, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, is this the year of the trilogy?
Sure.
I don't see any of those franchises ending.
Yeah. I mean,
ever.
Mass Effect, it will end in the sense of Commander Shepard's story. Like,
right.
That's
yeah.
it.
But there'll
but
be
there's
more.
Still going to be... I mean, they've made the universe already. They're going to do spinoffs of some sort mm-hmm. in the same universe, I would imagine. And Uncharted, I don't see them stopping that anytime soon.
Dating sim on the Asari homeworld?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That would actually be kind of hilarious.
Yeah. And awesome.
I think they're going to do...
Gears of War 3,
I think
that
do...
will... I think that will also end in the same sense as Mass Effect, and that's Marcus's story or whatever.
I think Gears of War 3 might be the last one.
What?
No, I think what they're going to do what they did with Halo, and they're going to give us Gears of War Wars.
Yeah. Yep. That would actually...
You guys want to play some Gears of War Wars?
How yeah. awesome would it be if they actually did that? That we had like a big box art and posters and everything. It was just like, War Wars! But they were just totally serious and stuck to their guns on it. That would be great. I don't see Gears of War ending. I mean, that's just like this
they'll
classic
probably,
good versus
huge.
Evil.
You know,
like,
they'll do a prequel or something.
Man
shit.
Versus monster.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. They'll totally do like the story of Marcus's father.
Or when
yeah.
he was in high school.
And they're like in giant armor.
Getting bullied.
He's trying to pick up a pencil.
It's so small, I can't.
There's like a locust hole.
God
in the
damn
pool.
It. Shit. I can't pick up this pencil.
This is Tyler Robinson. He says, I'm assuming that the majority of you guys have played Mass Effect 2 and have also seen the movie Avatar. That being said, who would you rather have sex with, an Asari from Mass Effect or Neytiri from Avatar? Both beautiful and both blue. So, no, I actually disagree with you, Tyler. I think the things, the Na'vi in, or is that they're called in Avatar?
The Na'vi.
Oh, they're so ugly.
Yeah,
so
they,
I would not find them attractive.
I would not hit that.
They're 9 feet tall tiger
cute.
People.
Yeah, but you like, wouldn't be able to.
Yeah,
you would
they're
have
also
to be,
giant.
You would
yeah,
have to be in some sort, and you would have to be in the Avatar form in order to do things.
Because you them. Have to join like have them. Your hair or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you gotta have
weird.
some crazy
no,
hair.
I like my ladies short and petite. I don't like them tall on Amazon.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, I don't need a 9 foot tall.
I like
woman.
Tall Amazon girls. Unless
if
they're
you are a
unless
tall
they're
Amazon
12
yourself.
Feet tall
and they
and have
10.
Eyes as wide as my face.
Oh. I would go with Asari.
We're all gonna gangbang the Asari.
With our minds.
With our minds.
I'll use my tail.
All right.
Brian, I'm gangbanging you with my mind. Right now.
I can feel that.
I can fit them.
It hurts.
That.
Stop.
This is from, wow, Hispaname Radio. I think that's a pseudonym. Anyway, he says...
Hispanic anime?
Well, okay, I'm sorry. He says, my name is Victor. Sorry, his from line was much more complicated than his real name.
Hello, my name is Victor.
Says, I'm a Latin American listener of yours from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. I am improving my listening skills in English while listening to your podcast. Ooh. Since I don't speak that well, and I know people in the U.S. have a problem learning Spanish. I don't know what that means.
It means that we're all ignorant
here. It means
here.
Exactly. No, it means your bumper sticker. We saw in Kansas. Yeah.
That's not everybody in the U.S.
I mean,
please,
well, it's
please.
Not everybody, but that's
just.
I think
just
that's
my
the
home
point
state.
Rank.
It says in Latin America, gifts are given on Three Kings Day. Which you guys in the U.S. don't celebrate, and thus give presents on Christmas. So I just got a Wii after so long. So far, I'm the only kid in the neighborhood with a console, which is rather expensive in Dominicana, around $500, so really happy about myself. I know that Nintendo has a lot of good games in Japan that doesn't bring to the Americas. Can you tell me the reason why? Games like Zangeki no Regenlave.
What is that?
That's the reason why.
And Xenoblade are awesome for what I've heard, so what's the problem? Yeah, so the first game I've never heard of, and it has a crazy Japanese name.
Isn't Xenoblade scheduled to come out in...
I don't think that is scheduled to come out.
Oh, okay.
Although it is supposed to be good. Hmm. You know, like, they just... They consider, you know, what games they think will sell in our market.
Certain markets. And,
you
know.
To be fair, we get a lot of games here that don't come out in Japan, like Heathcliff Racing.
Yeah, I don't think that was... So far, the Japanese gaming public has been deprived
of Heathcliff Racing.
Heathcliff Racing.
They don't know what they're missing, really.
Yeah, that's true. Ubisoft says that Japan has one of the largest concentrations of Heathcliff fans in the world.
That game also comes with a glove, by the way.
An orange one?
Mm-hmm. How did the Heathcliff theme song go? I remember it was like Heathcliff, but I don't remember
Heathcliff,
what came after
Heathcliff,
that.
No one should terrorize a neighbor.
Yes!
Right?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Okay, yes.
Yeah. But there were like, weren't there two? Like,
that's
like
what I was going to say. It was one of those half-hour cartoons where like the first half was Heathcliff and the second half was something else.
It was
right?
like alternate Heathcliff where he lived in a trash can.
Oh,
it's true.
That's
like, one, no, there was one Heathcliff cat that lived with like a grandfather and a boy and everything was always sunny and nice. And the other one was like on the dark side of town and he like hung out with Riff Raff and Wordsworth or whatever. And they all lived in the dump. They were like junkyard cats.
I barely remember this show.
Which came first, Heathcliff or Garfield?
I don't know. Heathcliff.
They're both orange cats.
The cartoon or just their existence?
Just their existence. Which existed first. Like Heathcliff was a comic strip also, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Garfield was also a 30-minute show that was cut in half.
Because it was like the animal.
The farm animals. There was
what was that called?
Oh, my God.
It was that chicken that never hatched.
Yeah.
What
was the farm? Yeah.
It was just this sad egg with feet. And they would like take shovels and bash and be like, "Get out!" And like, I can't do it. He was like a stone shell.
Yeah,
felt so bad for him. What
oh,
a man!
He never got
we'll
to see the world.
The
yeah.
It's like a Greek tragedy or something.
No, I thought his eyes were showing through the shell.
Were they?
Weren't they?
I don't know.
This is all part of my anyway, a distant faded memory, like Muppet Babies.
Yeah, I was really hoping that no one remembered the Heathcliff song because I was gonna just start making one up and see if like anyone noticed.
Heathcliff, he's a cat and he loves
to hide from dogs because they're bad.
See, that was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
All right, this is Brandon.
That was rejected, actually.
Yeah.
I'm
not surprised.
Well, Brandon asks, while everyone is picking their game of the year, I'd also be interested to hear what each of you thought was the year's biggest disappointment. Perhaps a sequel that failed to improve on the first title, new tech that fell short of its promise. What bummed you guys out the most?
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy 13.
Oh.
Just because I was, like, actually really excited about it. And then I was like, oh, this game is really kind of boring.
I did not end up finishing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, the first,
not
like,
really for anybody.
What was it? 10, 11 chapters? You're literally just running in a straight line?
Yeah, it was pretty, that was dumb. Dumb decision.
It just took too long to get into. I mean, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to lose people.
My biggest disappointment was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
I really had high hopes.
You had high hopes for that game?
For that one, yeah.
With this four... Oh, God. I can't believe they did four minigames. Four.
I love that, like, it took you so long to start playing that game. And then when you finally started playing it...
And then I was like, oh,
you
shit,
beat
there's
it
only
in 10
four.
Minutes.
I know. Well, I didn't realize there was four minigames. And I was like, oh. Oh, awesome. I beat the game.
Mm. How do they get away with that stuff? Like, I mean, there has
I'd love... I can't wait to see how much that's sold when the NPD numbers come out. I thought they were supposed to come out yesterday, but maybe not. Maybe that's next week.
However much it's sold, I just feel bad. Because that's like the grandmother at the, lost yes. in the GameStop sale. You know, yeah. like before Christmas. Like, oh, what does he want?
Oh, the Rudolph game. Gets,
oh, Rudolph. I love that movie.
It's
okay.
Christmas. He'll love this. And, like, they don't understand that you can't make good Christmas games. And the kids don't want them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor kids.
Poor kids,
poor grandmother wasting
poor
her
grandmother.
Money.
Exactly.
I know.
She's $20. On a fixed income, bro.
Do you know what $20 used to buy when I was your age?
An actual reindeer.
It could buy. It could have bought harmonics for that money back in my day.
I think my biggest letdown of the year was probably the DS as a whole.
DS is kind of
portable.
Now it had some good games.
It did. It did. It had its moments.
Super Scribble Knots.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Picross 3D.
Also a lot of fun.
I really liked the new Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Yep.
It came out. And Ghost Trick is coming out next week. Ghost Trick is really cool.
That's this year.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just check.
There are still good games out there for the DS.
It was just strange. We didn't, see, aside from Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Oh, he's coming
out too.
We didn't get a lot of big so games from Nintendo, really.
On the DS.
On the DS, yeah. On the Wii, they did great, but...
America's Test Kitchen Let's Get Cooking was also very good.
What about Here We Go?
Yeah, I don't
remember that.
Nobody
yeah,
played
classic.
That.
Oh.
Any disappointments for you, Clements?
I was going to say like the PlayStation Move, but I don't know how excited I was to begin with for it. So I don't know how disappointed I was with that. But it was disappointing in a way.
It kind of just came and went. I'm surprised there's so much focus on the Kinect.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny. I don't think anyone is talking about PlayStation Move right now.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nothing.
Nobody is.
No one.
And Kevin Butler had to like live at a guy's house for a month, right? Just to promote that thing? That was
he
the whole marketing.
At a guy's
thing.
House?
He was staying with a family for like a whole month. Well, he's a fictitious character.
But... I'm aware, but...
The Move is sort of the PSP of motion controllers.
Oh. Okay.
The PS. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
The PSP is awesome. It didn't have an amazing
I do like
year,
it, but I will agree that it's something that I don't play too often because I guess the iPod Touch you could say, but the iPhone and stuff, like it's all like really quick games you can get into and then get out of, whereas the PSP is something like that's actually involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of don't necessarily feel like doing that when I'm traveling. I just want something easy.
You just
want to
play.
Yeah, I just want to play like
something.
Also,
you need like a purse for it. Like, that's what annoys me.
I have a purse, so that's not a problem. I carry it around with me, but I'm always
maybe
like,
maybe you should get a purse.
Well, yeah, just for a PSP, that's good.
No, so now you can play
PSP purse.
Now you can play Angry Birds.
Yeah,
on PSP.
So I hear.
And you only have to pay four times as much as the iPhone version.
How
much
is it?
$4.
How did they get away with that?
It just doesn't make any sense. This is a 99-cent iPhone game. Why does it cost $4
on the
PSP?
The same thing with Plants vs. Zombies on DS, right?
Yeah, it's like $20 on DS.
Yeah, or you could play it for just a few bucks on your
iPhone. Tisk.
I know not everybody has an iPhone, but still.
But still, yeah.
Anyway, this is Derek Payne. Do you think he's like the brother of Max Payne? He's like, Max Payne is like, I'm going to avenge the death, the murder of my wife and child.
And Derek Payne's like, I'm going to go to the library.
They're like, if you need any financial support, let me know.
Anyway, Derek says, this year on New Year's Eve, my family and I were playing PS3. My dad found and purchased Super Rub-A-Dub and 1942 Joint Strike on PSN. We ended up playing these freaking awful games all night into the next morning. When we tried to get him to play Little Big Planet or Borderlands, he would play for 5 minutes and bitch about how those games suck and go back to the PSN games. My question is, why do old people have horrible taste in video games?
That's an awesome question.
First of all, congrats on finding Super Rub-A-Dub in the store. That has to be practically impossible.
I don't see how you would find that without searching for it.
Yeah.
It's not like that's promoted on the PlayStation store.
No way. They've been burying that one for years.
He's going through every PSN game just looking at the title.
Greg and I wrote Super a song about how bad Super Rub-A-Dub is.
Yeah, I remember that.
Maybe he thought it was a porn game.
Super Rub-A-Dub is not a good game.
Something like that.
Wasn't it one of the first PlayStation store games?
Yeah, and one of the, it got like a 1.5.
What do you do in this game?
It's the rubber duckies in a bath.
Yeah, it's
and you move. I thought it was six-axis, and you're trying to wash the water down.
To be honest, I did not think it was as bad as everyone said. Just to throw that out.
So you thought it was a 2.5.
But honestly, at least your dad is playing games.
Yeah, that's cool. And 1942 Joint Strike isn't awful.
Yeah,
it's like whatever. It's just a 2D. Top-down shooter. That's fun.
Wrong with that.
I think that's cool. That's cool. Your dad likes those games.
Get your dad into Shatter and Super Stardust.
Yeah, those are
PSN
really
games.
Good.
Yeah, just be happy he's playing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad helped me set up my Nintendo, and he lost to Glass Joe in Punch Out, and never played a video game since. And then I didn't get to look at him as this heroic father figure. I was like, really? You lost to Glass Joe? You have to go out of your way.
You have to work hard to lose.
You have to beg Glass Joe. please knock me out.
Please.
Did he just stand there?
Your dad is the only person Glass Joe has ever knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. I think on his record, when it says one, that's my dad.
Well, I would like to say that my mother's very first video game experience was the original Super Mario Brothers, and I was like, you can play it. You only have to jump. And so
you only have to jump.
Yeah. and so it starts out and it goes. First clip. Didn't even try to jump. Just ran right on it. And I was like, Mom, no.
At least she made it past the first Goomba. That guy is responsible for millions of deaths.
Oh, maybe she got hit by the Goomba.
Walked into him.
She just died immediately, is what you're saying.
Yeah. This is a little misleading, because the first thing you do is you hit the question mark, and you're like, oh, I got a mushroom that made me big. Oh, here comes another mushroom. What the fuck?
It's
coming towards me. It wants to hug me.
And that's when you first learn bad math, which is like you get the fire flower, and then you get hit, and you're like, well, I'll just be back to regular, right?
Yep.
No, I'm small. Why? No reason.
Wait, after you get hit as a fire flower, you go
lose
to small?
The fire ability, and you're small.
And you go small. Yeah. You don't just
really?
Lose the suit.
I don't remember. I remember.
Yeah, I guess
no,
that's
you
true.
Just, you don't
I'm remembering it wrong.
Bad math. Little plus big plus fire flower
minus
plus Goomba equals small.
That is really bad math.
They don't teach that in class.
Yeah, no. They don't.
Miyamoto's
they
theorem.
Yeah.
One more very important question here. This is from Zane Mukhook. He asks, pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Yeah, I have to say pancakes for sure.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to with a write-in vote of French toast.
That's not one of the options here.
Yeah. That's why I'm writing it in.
What do I have? Do I have whipped cream and strawberries? If so, I'm going waffle. If I have just syrup, I'm going to go with pancakes.
The only information you have is pancakes or waffles.
French toast.
Pizza.
So in the Lower Haight, there's a place called The Grind, I believe.
Okay.
What's it called?
Is it like a filthy
freaking
club?
French croissants. And they're great.
Ah.
They're fantastic.
I should go check that out. That's my hood.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Let's roll there, dude.
Let's do it.
Right now.
Let's go. Well, you'll never see an all-you-can-eat waffles anywhere.
Everything you can eat waffles?
So it's all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Yeah.
Right? Which is more than anyone should eat. Anyway.
All you can eat is more than you should eat?
Always. For pancakes specifically, you should never have more than two or three pancakes.
Yes.
In a lot of restaurants, they come in stacks of five.
That's crazy.
But a short stack is three.
Yeah.
Normal stack is five, and normal should be normal.
I'm still looking for that brothel that's
America.
All you can fuck.
I don't
also
think
in the lower
they will ever come
wow,
out
dude.
They've got great waffles there.
Well, technically they could do that,
bring
but
in
I don't know.
One.
I mean, Damon, the quality would be
below. Just like any sort of buffet. Just like any buffet. Yeah, you're
your
not paying for the highest quality.
Down.
You're paying for quantity.
How many pancakes could you fuck?
I don't know.
Oh, this is a filthy podcast. What is this? The Game Spy debriefing?
I'm trying to get my own trophy.
Ask and you shall receive.
Let's end on a high note. This is from Stephen Boyles. He says, for the better part of a decade, I've been reading IGN, being a hardcore gamer for many years. Hooked after I got my NES when I was 7. IGN is easily my go-to site every morning when I get to work. It has been great to see the site evolve over the last 10 years. The quality and thoughtfulness of the articles, reviews, podcasts, and videos are unparalleled in the industry. You can tell that the crew is extremely talented and passionate about what they do. I was bummed to hear Craig Harris was leaving. Wish I could have sent this in before he left. I sent this email to the Scoop mailbox because I've been listening to GameScoop since it started. Absolutely love this podcast. If I have time during the week, I will usually listen to a couple of the other weekly podcasts, but I try to never miss a Game Scoop. I'm writing this email to say thank you. When I have a long car ride, an IGN podcast makes it not so bad. When I'm having a rough day at work, I'll hop onto the site and read a few articles to calm the nerves. Thank you for keeping me informed, although influencing me into spending piles of money over the years. And thank you for keeping me entertained. I hope everyone there realizes how much a lot of people truly appreciate what they do. Keep up the good work, everyone. There you go.
Wow. Awesome. That was a fantastic
thank
email.
You for the kind words.
Yeah. Who Stephen. Is this from?
Stephen Boyles.
Or Stefan.
Stefan. He like French croissant.
It's all European. Well, maybe.
You are the reason why we do all the stuff that we
sure.
do.
You specifically.
It's all
just
for you.
It's all you, Clements.
Just like that.
Keep clicking those articles a million
just
times.
Just like that Janet Jackson song, All For You. You know, the lyrics of that song are like, all the girls at the party, look at that body.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking that thing like you never did see. Got a nice package, all right. Guess I'm going to have to ride it tonight. Oh, guess I'm going to have to ride your
yes,
job.
Yes, I have to. I mean,
I've
it's
never
there.
Actually listened
those
to
are the
words.
Lyrics.
That's crazy. Yep.
Guess I'm going to have to ride it.
Man, look at
I
it.
I wish just girls really
the
thought that way.
Here yeah. is, like,
what's a girl to do?
Might
if
as well.
You're going to a club, wear tight pants so that she can see your junk, so mm-hmm. then she can be like, oh.
She's
going to
be like, what?
Well, I guess I have to go home with him.
She'll be like, I got nothing else to do. Wait, why not? Let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's make this quick.
Damon.
Yeah.
Did we not have any Knock and Boots questions this time?
Not this week.
All right.
This week.
Oh,
this is
enough.
The first podcast of the year. We're gonna start out slow. But we are going to have a new Knock and Boots podcast soon. And Ryan Keeley is going to come back this month. And we'll do another video
awesome.
Podcast too. So those are always fun. Next time. But thank you, Ryan.
You can just email me.
How did your tear move? That's so weird.
What is it
the
doing?
Tear, there was the tear falling in slow motion, hitting the ground. And it went like
splashing. I want you to just do the anime cry. We're just like.
That's delicious.
Delicious tears.
That happens often. They cry when they're really they're when they're eating a really good meal.
Like, oh,
in anime.
Wait,
so
while they're eating?
Well, if right. they take a bite and it's so good,
oh,
like tears stream out of their eyes. They're like, oh shit,
so good.
I like.
I
anime.
Love anime.
It's fun.
Yes.
Other than Ryan and I, we know very few Japanese phrases, and we say them over and over
yes.
again.
And it's amazing. And then the one time that we met those Japanese girls in a bar and we like said the few things,
yeah.
they were like, amazing. And we were like, all
I
we did is like say hello, thank you. My name is
you're
Ryan.
Like, Kawasaki. You're like, what?
How'd you learn that?
Hyundai.
Are we friends on Facebook? Are you following me on Twitter? You should be. Not only can you keep up with the games I'm gaming and the music I'm making, but I also like to give away free codes for games from time to time when I have them. Friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and we will be BFFs forever. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Thank yes. you, Christine. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Come get some. Beware, I live. IGN GameScoop.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.